Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. The Heartland Community Foundation is hosting GiveFest 2024 on October 10th.
It's a 24-hour giving event for Ellis, Rooks, and Trago counties to support local nonprofits. The event aims to boost philanthropy and community spirit, featuring an Oktoberfest theme. Donations made will be matched one-to-one from a $150,000 matching pool. Registration opens July 1st for eligible organizations. Donors can contribute online, by mail, or in person. I'm J.P. Bazette.
A majority of Kansas counties have a shortage of doctors. The Rural Health Information Hub has shared data showing that in April of 2024, two-thirds of counties didn't have enough access to a primary care physician. In response, the Kansas Health Science Center, Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine, has expanded their 3+4 program to Wichita State. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
Neither you nor your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbofan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make these fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas joined his colleagues in introducing a Congressional Review Act, or CRA, resolution of disapproval to overturn the final rule from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that imposes burdensome federal staffing mandates on long-term care facilities. This rule could force many rural nursing homes to shut their doors due to an inability to meet the staffing mandates. Senator Moran said the Biden administration's burdensome staffing requirement would put numerous rural health facilities out of business, depriving many Kansans of access to any health care. He said the administration should be working with Congress to expand access to health care in rural communities rather than adding more regulations that will make it impossible for rural nursing homes to keep operating. By overturning this mandate, it will support rural nursing homes and make certain they provide quality care and housing to the patients living in them. Senator Moran and 27 of his Senate colleagues sent a letter to CMS last year when this rule was first proposed, urging the administration to rescind the rule, writing that they understand the importance of ensuring that beneficiaries of federal health care programs have access to safe and high-quality nursing care. In fact, they share the intended goal of improving the quality of care for seniors. However, a one-size-fits-all staffing mandate significantly undermines access to care for patients, particularly in rural communities. Instead, CMS should work with Congress and stakeholders on policy alternatives that address the severe workforce challenges in our state's underserved areas. The state of Kansas ended May with total tax collections of $658.9 million, which is $193 million below the estimate, with the total tax collections down 23.1% from May 2023. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said the expected shortfall in May individual income tax collections can be largely attributed to the two additional processing days in April. He said combined with more efficient payment processing, the Department of Revenue was able to process significantly more payments in April, which would have typically been processed in May. Individual income tax collections were $305.2 million, $144.8 million below the estimate, and down 30.6% from May 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $39.8 million, $53.2 million below the estimate, and down 56.3% from May of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $281.9 million, which is $4.2 million above the estimate, though down $7.7 million from May 2023. Total tax collections for fiscal year 2024 through May are slightly lower than $9 billion, which is $92 million, or 1% below the estimate. For much of June, residents of Northwest Kansas may see a low-flying helicopter towing a large hexagonal frame, and this unusual arrangement is part of a project to map groundwater conditions in the Ogallala Aquifer in Northwest Kansas Groundwater Management District 4. Thanks to funding from the Governor's Office and the Kansas Water Office, Groundwater Management District 4, or GMD4, and the Kansas Geological Survey, working with Aqua Geo Frameworks, LLC of Fort Laramie, Wyoming, have planned the helicopter flights to develop a better understanding of the Ogallala Aquifer. AGF has performed more than 20,000 miles of similar airborne electromagnetic surveys in Nebraska, Colorado, and Wyoming. However, this will be the first of its kind flown in Kansas. Scientific equipment will hang below the helicopter 100 to 200 feet above ground, and the equipment is designed to map geologic structures and groundwater resources to depths of approximately 1,000 feet below land surface. And flights will not occur over residential areas and other buildings, livestock feeding operations, or wind turbines. The Ogallala Aquifer is the major water resource for agricultural, industrial, and municipal use in GMD4, and intensive pumping of the aquifer over the last 60-plus years has resulted in large groundwater level declines in Sherman, Thomas, Sheridan, and Cheyenne counties. The information obtained in the flights will allow GMD4 and the Kansas Geological Survey to better assess the nature and continuity of water-yielding materials in the aquifer. The ultimate objective of the project is to obtain information that will assist GMD4 in developing strategies for charting more sustainable paths for the Ogallala Aquifer in the district. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly directed that flags be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities effective immediately until sundown on the day of interment, which is Tuesday, June 11th, in honor of Kansas House of Representatives Assistant Majority Leader Les Mason. Mr. Mason represented Kansas House District 73 of McPherson for 10 years. Governor Kelly said Assistant Majority Leader Mason was a devoted public servant, and for the last decade, he represented his constituents and the McPherson community with honor. She said her thoughts are with his family and loved ones during this difficult time. National sorghum producers are accepting entries for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest, with state and national winners selected from contestants split into east and west regions for the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, and one overall winner will be selected for food grade. The entry deadline for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 26 of 2024, and a complete field of 10 or more continuous acres planted in the sorghum seed variety named on the entry form will be designated as the contest field. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enter, contestants must pay or be an existing member of the National Sorghum Producers, and more than one member of a family may enroll. However, each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2025 Commodity Classic in Denver, Colorado. To find the entry form, the 2024 yield contest rules, and for more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest. The community is reminded that the Norton City Code 15210C for water restrictions began on Monday, May 27th, and it will run through Labor Day. The restrictions and rules that apply include that there is no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in odd numbers will water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in even numbers will water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants, though there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the restrictions or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. You can read the full executive order on the Norton City website at cityofnorton.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Ray's Grocery sends their appreciation to the Oberlin Fire Department and volunteers for always being on call and ready to help the community during emergencies, and reminds listeners to be careful while grilling and using outdoor fire pits, especially during the drier seasons. Ray's Grocery in Oberlin, proudly home-owned and operated. The Norton County Commission is accepting names for an individual to fill an unexpired term on the Norton County Hospital Board. Interested individuals need to submit their name to the Norton County Clerk's Office by June 10, 2024, and you may do so by calling 785-877-5710 or by contacting a Norton County Commissioner. Once again, the Norton County Commission is accepting names for an individual to fill an unexpired term on the Norton County Hospital Board.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Farm Service Agency partners with a private entity to offer an online tool for producers wishing for more details on one of USDA's more flexible disaster assistance programs. Rod Bain has the details.
Now available, the latest online tool to assist ag producers impacted by natural disasters gain access to USDA support programs. As Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau explains, the tool developed in conjunction with FarmRaise focuses on FSA emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish program.
ELAP is likely our most flexible tool that we have to support producers in that there's a lot of discretion conferred to the Secretary, so we've been able to really expand that critical safety net tool for producers.
The FarmRaise FSA Educational Hub and decision-making tool follows the rollout of a similar online resource for the Livestock Indemnity Program. The FarmRaise FSA Educational Hub can be found at this web address, www.farmraise.com/USDA-FSA. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
All right, Rod, thank you very much for the update. American food insecurity is increasing the most drastically in the Midwest, and the number of food insecure people increased by over 40% in several states from 2021 to 2022. The data comes from the annual Map the Meal Gap report issued by Feeding America, a nationwide network of food banks. The national rate of food insecurity is about 13% across all counties, but some areas are struggling with hunger at a much higher rate. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife, Ginny, developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A couple of rounds of precipitation will be affecting the Central Plains today and over the weekend. A low and warm front will be crossing Kansas today, and then a cold front will drop in late Saturday night with another chance of rain. That'll be followed by much cooler temperatures statewide on Sunday. Some of today's storms could be strong to severe, especially in the central up through the northeastern counties. The biggest issues will be damaging straight-line wind up to 70 miles an hour. And also some hail. We'll stay in a pretty hot weather pattern today and tomorrow. Many locations in our western and central counties getting into the mid and upper 90s today. Looks like the hot spot will be the southwestern counties with some low 100s. On the map, low pressure is over eastern Colorado and a warm front is moving into southwestern Kansas. A band of showers and thunderstorms will cross from the western counties into the central areas this afternoon. That warm front will head east by this evening, increasing our rain chances in the eastern and northeastern counties. Overnight, thunderstorms with heavy rain and gusty wind will be possible northeast, scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere. Saturday starts off fair. We'll have a stationary front over the state, and then we'll get a round of moist air moving in during the afternoon. Rain chances look good tomorrow afternoon for the southwestern counties, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the state. A few lingering showers on Sunday and a lot cooler. We'll be back in the 70s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 90s with low 60s overnight. Low to mid 90s north central. Tonight we're in the mid 60s. 85 to 90 in the northeast counties, mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. Upper 90s and low 100s southwest, and tonight low 60s. Low to mid 90s south central, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight. Upper 80s in the southeast counties today, and tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.